Hey guys, welcome back to the Tsunami Podcast, Season 3, Episode 3. I'm your host, Cole, also known as Donut101. I don't fucking care what you call me. I only have one guest this time.
Hello, I'm Morgan. Been here since Episode 1 of the third season. Yeah.
We came up with a random list of topics. First one, sex.
Oh.
Opinions.
Sex is great. But in moderation.
Now you see. I wouldn't say that I don't like sex, but I'm not crazy about it.
Yeah, sex is cool, it's whatever, but, like, I'm more into, like, relationships and shit.
I like that, too. All right, first topic, done! Yeah!
Oh, yeah! Wait.
I don't really know, there's not a lot of... We already kind of went over sex stories.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
All
right,
drugs.
Drugs.
Favorite three drugs, go.
All right, shrooms, acid, and weed.
Oh, man, what a shocker. Those are my favorite three, too. All right, so, we've already told drug stories to... You got any more funny drug stories?
There was this one time... I was tripping, right? I went to the middle of a field, like a soccer field. And, like, I remember my friend getting, like, a traffic cone and hitting me over the head with it. And then I fell down, and I was looking up at the stars, and I was like... It was weird.
I see.
It was a weird trip.
Let me try to think of one. Oh, there was that time that I accidentally bought 10 G's.
Accidentally?
Yeah, I accidentally bought 10 grams of weed. So, this is back like 2 years ago. I worked at Funplex, and I just got my paycheck. It was like $100 or so. I think it was like 300 actually. And I put some away for my car. Put some away for savings, and I still had like, I don't know, like 150 left, and I was like, man, I kind of want to get some weed. I hit up one of my friends. I'm like, hey bro, can I get like 5G? He's like, yeah bro, I'd got you if I had any. I was like, fuck, well okay. I hit up another one of my friends, and I was like, hey bro, can I get 5G? He's like, yeah man, I got you. I bike down to his house, I buy the 5G, we smoke, and then we bounce, and then I bounce. My other friend hits me up later and is like, hey, yo, you still want that? I'm like, shit, I still got money to spend. I mean, I guess. And then I bought it, went back, and I had like 10 G's.
Holy shit.
A lot of weed. And the next day, I invited one of my friends over, and we smoked it. And he was so high, he was making like Minecraft noises.
Oh my god. Bro. Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried to play Minecraft high?
Yes. I've done it several times.
I built a food dispensary there.
Pumpkin
pie. I should get one of my homies to send me a video of it. Because I was just, you know, vibing.
I think my favorite game to play while high is like... Oh no, Tetris. I really like Tetris.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just a fucking geek, bro. I like Tetris. I like video games.
Tetris is where it's at, though.
I like Tetris. It's a classic.
Skip over money.
Okay. Anime.
Anime. All right. What's your favorite anime of all time?
Oh, fuck. Well, I know for a fact it's not my favorite of all time, but this is just going to be my default answer. One Piece.
One Piece?
It's because it covers like every genre. If we really want to get into favorites, it's probably Toradora.
Ooh.
I really like Toradora.
Mine is Tokyo Ghoul.
Tokyo, I haven't seen it.
It's so good. Oh my god. We should watch it together sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's your least favorite?
Probably Hunter x Hunter, not gonna lie. Lots of weird shit goes on in that.
There, Hisoka, shout out to him.
Yeah, for real.
I really wasn't a big fan of Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Yeah.
It was just kind of weird. And then that fucking dude, like, oh, the hospital scene, gross. And then he's just a little bitch. Pilot this giant fucking robot like every 12-year-old wants to do. No, my dad left me.
Oh.
Like, bitch, my dad wasn't even there, and I'd still pilot that big fucking robot.
Mm. How about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
I like JoJo's. JoJo's isn't bad.
Yeah. He's cool.
Which JoJo's your favorite?
Fuck, I can't think of one.
I like the badass one from part 3. I think Josuke? I like Josuke. Josuke or Jolene? Those are both pretty cool characters.
Let's talk about Naruto.
I've seen the entire series.
Oh my god. All 300 episodes of that shit?
It's more than 300.
400 now?
No. It's, if you want to include the original season, it's 700 episodes.
Oh shit.
I've seen all of it.
Fuck. Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
I've seen the entirety of Naruto. I started from the very beginning, and I only skipped, like, filler. But half the time, I didn't even skip filler.
Bruh. I watched... I'm not gonna even lie. Like, I put that shit on as background noise for most of the shit I was doing.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. That's kind of what I did with One Piece. I was like, man, there's, like, 1,000+ fucking episodes. I cannot be fucking asked to watch all of them seriously. So, like, I'd play games, but, like, my laptop would be here, my TV. Okay, my laptop is, like, on the table, and my TV was mounted on my wall. So I just, like, look up at the TV and play it, and, like, occasionally glance down and watch One Piece.
Damn. That's what I would do.
I liked One Piece, though. It's a really good one.
It is.
What was the first anime you watched?
Your Lion April.
Your Lion April? I think mine was... Mine was Sword Art Online.
Oh shit, that was a good one too.
I liked it.
Asuna.
Shout out to Kirito. And their kid. The kid that doesn't even fucking exist.
I have Kirito's sword.
I used to have Zoro's sword from One Piece.
But oh, shit.
I wasn't allowed to have him anymore.
Here, let me pull up.
Which one? The black one or blue one?
Black one.
The black one's cool.
Yeah, I got that from a store in Ogallala. It's called Collectible Destinations. Shout out to my hometown.
Dr. Seuss World. I don't mean to make fun of it. It's just, I don't know, it reminds me of Doctor.
Oh, God. Glulu. Don't stalk me. Dude from Germany, I swear, if you stalk me.
Probably doesn't even know what we're saying.
He's just listening to it for background noise.
That's what I would do. Are you currently watching any animes?
No, actually, because I don't have any access to my Crunchyroll, my Netflix, or my Hulu. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't even watch Hulu here.
Yeah.
The Wi-Fi doesn't let you.
Yeah.
What was the last anime you watched?
I rewatched Tokyo Ghoul right before I came here. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna watch this one more time before I leave.
If we're talking about, like, binge-watching it, I think the last one I binged-watched was Soul Eater.
Oh my god.
I really like Soul Eater.
That's a good one.
Soul Eater or Gurren Lagann. Either of those are pretty good.
I'm trying to remember what this one was. It's a dude that eats, like, 10 of these... This witch's, like, fingers.
Oh, yeah. Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah. That one's a good one. Have you ever seen High-Rise Invasion?
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
Have you heard of Dororo?
Dororo?
Yeah.
I like it. It's not very well known, but it's really, really good, and it's really interesting to me. It's about, like, this fucking feudal lore that sacrifices his unborn child's skin, eyes, nose, ears, and limbs, and hearing, so that way his, like, fucking crops wouldn't die.
Oh.
And then, like, the kid grows up, and he goes around and fights the demons that have, like, different parts of his body. And as he kills the demons, he gets his senses back. And it's really fucking good. I like it. I love it.
Damn. That sounds like a really good one.
It was really good.
So, TikTok. What about it?
What about it?
Yeah.
I watch TikTok occasionally.
And you make them too.
Okay. I do in fact make them. I used to have a Musical.ly, but I'm not talking about that. That's fucking horrible. Do not play the video. I like some of my TikToks. One of them blew up because it had the word piss in it, and I don't know, like 5-year-olds thought it was funny.
Piss.
There was Cum House. I like the Cum House series. What else was there? There was the Prime arc. Oh my fucking god, I hate the word Prime. I have like PTSD from it.
Why?
Do you really want me to get into the Prime lore? So, back in Omaha, I knew the people I regularly hang out with. They knew a kid named Doyle, but he didn't like being called Doyle, because who the fuck does? So he was like, yeah, call me Zink, but we thought that was too cool for him, so we called him Stench. And then, have you seen the show She-Ra?
Yes.
Do you know Horde, Horde Prime?
Horde Prime?
Yeah. There's a guy named Horde Prime, and it's just like Hordak, but like, I guess he's like a supervillain or worse. And I just took the word.
This dude?
Yes, that's him. And I just took the word Prime and I started adding it in front of shit. And then I said the word Stench Prime. And I still remember my exact, like, expression afterwards and the exact expression my friend made afterwards. It was like, our souls just left our bodies and exited through our mouth. It was horrid. And then it just, like, it started to become a thing. And so now there's a thing called STP, which stands for Stench Prime. I'm head of STPRF, Stench Prime Research Foundation.
Oh.
And oh my fucking god, there's so much, like, lore around it that, like, it's impossible to keep track of. And, like, whenever I mention it to somebody, they, like, always look at me like I'm crazy. Like, you are now! And a basic kind of rundown of the thing is, how long ago was I in sixth grade? About 6-7 years. Okay, so 6-7 years ago. That's when the first Prime War happened.
Oh my god.
And my friend Gabby doesn't really remember a lot from like sixth grade and below. And so that's when we designated the first Prime War happened. And that's when a mysterious entity fought Stench Prime. But unfortunately he lost, but he greatly weakened Prime. And so now he's on the resurgence trying to build up what he once had. And so I don't have a dad. My friend Gabby doesn't have a mom. And so we're like, if it comes down to it, if we can't defeat Stench Prime, we're gonna combine and one of us and make one orphan and one normal kid.
Oh. What the fuck?
And yeah. That's some of the Prime lore.
Nice.
It's not nice.
Imagine being an orphan.
I literally cursed with that fucking thought every day.
So, roleplay.
What kind of roleplay are we talking about? Like ERP? Or regular RP?
RP. Just regular.
Just regular RP? I used to do that.
Were you ever a werewolf or a vampire?
No.
So I have a story about that.
Oh, go on.
Okay. So I had these neighbors, right? And I was dating one of their sons when I was 7 years old. Oh my god. She's seven. She has a boyfriend. Ooh. But, so they lived across the street from me. Mm-hmm. And I would go over to their house almost every day. My older brother would come also. And it would be this kid named Tristan, this kid named Aiden, and their younger brother, Cameron. Cameron and Aiden were the werewolves. Mark, my brother, and Tristan were vampires, and I was the only human.
Is this fucking Twilight?
Yeah. Yeah. We were obsessed with Twilight.
Jesus Christ.
So then I got bit, right, by my hot 8-year-old boyfriend, and I became a vampire. So then I would run and I'd be like, I'm so fucking fast, like you can't catch me. And I'd be running like this. I'd be running like.
Like Naruto running?
Yeah. Like I would. It was the weirdest shit ever. Like I regret it as a child. But I mean, it's something I have to live with because I was so into that shit.
I used to, so there's this game online called Your Turn to Die.
Oh.
Do you know what it is?
Your Turn to Die?
Yeah. Do you know what it is?
No, but the title sounds interesting.
It's kind of like a Saw thing. It's really cool. Me and my friends last year, part of the Gay Swag group, shout out to them. We all played it. One of us played it. And it's not voice acted or anything. And so we would voice act some of the characters. And I voice acted, I think, two kind of big characters and like a few small characters.
What's it called again?
Your Turn to Die, YTDD. And I like that. There was one guy who we just designated as Southerner. And one time I had a balloon full of helium, and I did his voice with the helium. And so I got the name Helium Southerner in the Discord.
Damn. It looks interesting.
It's not bad. It's like a visual novel. Kind of like Monkey Island if you've ever played that. I don't know. Might not be your age. You kids these days.
We're the same age.
I'm 18.
So? I'm almost 18.
I'm almost 19.
I'm almost 18.
Oh, congrats.
We are almost the same age.
Oh, congrats.
When do you turn 19?
August.
Never mind. You're a year older than me.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm 18, though.
I'm fucking
so
old.
So that leprechaun is going to be super fucking excited about that.
Oh, if he's still here.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm the pot of gold, apparently, mm-hmm. that we were talking about yesterday. Yeah. Or the day before that.
2 days ago.
2 days ago. Yeah, I'm the pot of gold.
Well, you were a pot of gold.
I don't understand. I'm fucking ugly, but, you know.
Bullshit! How many times have I told you otherwise? I'm the one sitting over here looking like a barista from fucking Los Angeles.
I look like shit today, though. You can't even lie about that, like... But...
You look fine.
Ah!
You hear about this Bitcoin thing?
Oh my god. So, what's your favorite YouTuber?
Probably Sisyphus.
Sisyphus?
Yeah, he's a psychology YouTuber. He talks about, like, not psychology, sociology. Philosophy, that's what it's called. He talks about philosophy and shit, and I like philosophy. I like studying that kind of shit. The way people believe and think and act.
Damn. I'm trying to remember. Okay, so, there's this kid named Balen Levine.
Who?
Balen Levine.
Okay.
On YouTube. His motto is Frick Vape. And he is so fucking annoying, but he's funny at the same time. So, has to be my favorite.
Sounds like Morgs.
He goes into places and pranks people. It's interesting.
Pulling up people's pants in the hood. Gone wrong.
Say anything and put gone sexual behind it.
Cat fucking dies by lamp, gone sexual.
What is that?
A charger.
Oh.
Never seen a four-pronged charger before?
No, it just looks like a sex toy.
Like a whip?
Yeah.
Oh my god, hold on, I got a story about a whip.
Oh god, no!
So me and some of my friends went to the mall, and we were like 15, 16, 17 at the time. And we were like, what if we go into the back of Spencer's?
Oh my god.
Like fucking lit, like teenagers. And we went into the back of Spencer's and they had whips. And I grabbed one and my other friend was like bend down to pick something. I just whipped the shit out of him. He screamed. And one of the employees came over and went, hey, knock it off. And I was like, sorry. And he was like, damn, that actually kind of felt good.
Whoa. Bruh. Mom whoops child's ass gone sexual.
That's on the hub. That is somewhere on the hub.
What the fuck was that?
I don't fucking know. It's Armageddon.
You ready for the paintball tomorrow?
Yeah. Are you doing paintball?
Yeah, I don't have a team though.
You don't?
No. I'm gonna be a lone ranger.
A lone ranger.
But it's okay though, because I'm probably the fastest out of everyone.
I'm doing it with my roommate, Javier, and Trenton.
I'm also a skinny bitch, so like, try to aim at a piece of paper, see where you get.
Have you watched Death Note?
Yes.
I love Death Note.
Give me an apple. Oh shit. Oh shit.
I'm just reading Death Note again.
Damn. You got the manga.
Yeah. I have a subscription to Viz Media so I can read mangas. I tried reading the One Piece mangas. I really did. But I could not. It's just so much. I've read Chainsaw Man, though, and Demon Slayer. Those are both really
fucking
good.
Demon Slayer. Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about rumors.
Oh, yeah.
All right? Epic. All right, so rumor has it that I apparently said the word...
Do you know what rumor means?
No.
Okay, a rumor is something that may or may not be true.
Okay, so what rumors have you heard about me?
I don't fucking know.
You've heard a lot, trust me.
I know. That you're the reason why three people got turned. Fuck. That you're the reason why I've been so fucking moody lately.
Oh my god.
think that's about it.
Damn.
That's like all anyone talks about. What rumors have you heard about me?
I don't know, man. Everybody just comes up to me and they're like, yo, just do something to Cole.
Bro.
And I was like, nah. I don't even know why he's upset. He didn't tell me anything.
Fucking Carlos the other day, he was like, yeah, Morgan was pissed at, I was pissed at Morgan yesterday, and she didn't know why, and I thought she did something to you. I was like, no, dumbass. No, I just get like that sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not talking to Carlos anymore.
Mm-hmm. I could tell.
Yeah.
Because it's reasonable.
I mean, like, and he didn't even tell me why he was mad at me. He unadded me and everything. And I was like, okay, sir, do I really care? I really don't. I'm going to steal all your hoodies, and I'm a dick.
He texted me yesterday. He said, I'm going to need my shit back. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He was like, I need my hoodies back from her. I was like, take that up with her, not fucking me. It's not my hoodies.
He's not getting them back.
How do you like my hoodie?
I love your hoodie. It's nice. It's fluffy. I like it. I had to get rid of a lot of hoodies because I would get into relationships with people, steal their hoodies, and then never give them back. And then this one girl that I was with, I stole her hoodie, and it was, like, really fucking small. And I was, like, using it as a crop top and everything. It was like, she's a skinny little bitch.
Fucking, I don't really know. I don't really get gifts. I mainly give gifts. That's my thing. I don't get any.
I can give you one of Carlos's hoodies. No. I don't have shit to offer anyone.
It's fine. I'm used to it. I like giving gifts more than getting gifts, because then I feel like shit when I don't give something back.
Same. I can't do anything to help the fact that I feel like shit every time I wear this.
I don't care.
You don't care.
I gave you that hoodie for a reason, because you were cold. And you would go... You still do that!
Means I need more hoodies from you.
I don't.
And maybe some shoes too.
These shoes are like brand new.
I know. I can tell.
What size shoe do you wear?
9.5.
That would be.
You're a 10, aren't you?
I am like a 10 or 11.
Damn.
Why are you crying? I have a pair of Converse that are kind of small. Do you want those?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
how about
lovely
this weather?
Weather.
Jesus Christ. Why is that the first thing we both defaulted to? How about that weather, huh?
How about this weather?
Gas prices for these days are outrageous.
Yeah. So, I saw a TikTok the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And basically this dude said that he's pretty sure that the gas prices are going up because we are running out of gas.
Yeah. We're running out of fossil fuels.
Yeah. So, what do we do when we run out?
Society collapses.
Yeah, because nobody can go anywhere, do anything.
Except those fucking Tesla motherfuckers.
Yeah, imagine being able to fucking afford that.
Can't be me. That's why I am installing solar panels on my house.
I feel like they're doing this on purpose. Like, because they're all trying to get us to convert to, like, electric things. Things that are, like, powered by non-fossil fuels.
You ever think about how expensive that would be? Everything already runs on electricity, pretty much.
Yeah. But, like, they're trying to make it even more to the point where, like, no fossil fuel, like, exhaust and everything is out, CO2. They're trying to, like, prevent the atmosphere from, like, falling apart. Like, the sky is falling in Chicken Little.
So what, aliens don't come down and then that one fish breakdances?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Shout out to that fish. He fucking busted moves.
Yeah. But that's my view. What the fuck just happened?
I do not fucking know.
Anyway, that's my view on what is going on lately with the gas prices. I think they're either running low, or they're doing this on purpose. Or I feel like maybe they aren't trading for that shit anymore. You know, because like Dubai or whatever, they have the most oil and gases.
We got like 15 minutes. Have I told you my pretzel theory?
No.
So, when was the last time you had a pretzel?
Probably 2 years ago.
Okay. When was the first time you had a pretzel?
Probably when I was 7 at like a softball game.
Did the pretzel's taste change at all?
Yes.
It did? Okay. So here's my theory. Pretzels, like the hard ones, they always taste the exact same every time you have them.
Mm-hmm.
And most people have them for the first time when they're younger, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think that the reason why they don't take a spin on pretzels like fucking like other chips do, like Cool Ranch and fucking nacho cheese, is that the pretzel taste is so bland and boring that when you have it for the first time when you're little, you eat it again and you immediately get a wave of nostalgia and serotonin. Because when was the last time you were like, I'm going to get some pretzels instead of fucking Funyuns?
Never.
But when you do have pretzels, you eat the shit out of them, correct?
No, for real.
That's my pretzel theory.
Damn. I mean, that's pretty good. I didn't even think about it.
I think I came up with that when I was high.
Just sitting there eating a bunch of pretzels.
I think I was. Oh, I was like, man, these pretzels haven't fucking changed. Wait a goddamn minute.
Do you have food?
Not on me.
Damn, I'm hungry. I also need a cigarette.
I also need a cigarette.
So anyway, bad habits. Don't have those, kids.
Do drugs, stay out of school.
Like my mom always said to me, life's like a box of chocolates.
Okay, Forrest Gump. Why did it sound like you were about to cry? Please do not cry in the art room.
But, yeah. And they had... I went to school high. Well, everyone went to high school.
I wasn't a big fan of going to school high. I liked it, but like, dude, I had French first period and that fucked me up.